Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine, now throw your hands up in the sky.
Radio. This is your live, it's Punchy, live on the KLP Radio. I got callers on the screen, I got Washington D.C. in the house, we got a bunch of Virginia in the house, man, this looks lovely, that's really good now. KLP Radio, Punchy, live, WYJ, AMF Radio, also KLP Radio, coming up on the week in the house. Let's go. The holidays are past, but time to talk about what the day is about. Everybody's coming. Everybody out there. I holidays. See, everybody's got my own on here. Good. But it's looking up. It's coming here. It's saying, coming behind. I'm not going to say, appreciate everybody. Make look out down here on Facebook. Thank you. Real Hot Records Entertainment. .com. RealHotRecords.com. This one. Everybody come out to that. It's going to be in the city council. I don't have to do this yet, but everybody come out to Facebook, talk about the race relations going on in Atlanta. I'm representing, and I'm up in D.C. in the Virginia area. Everybody knows about the bottom of the Wilson. It's that big turkey going. The Turkey Bowl is something that I've been talking about all over the world, from N.C. to Cali. And everybody look at me like I'm crazy. They go, P, you know, what's a turkey bowl? Nobody knows a turkey bowl unless you're from Wilson, North Carolina. But we get it popping. I've seen some beautiful pictures out there from the turkey bowl going on. Got a bunch of emails from different folks about the turkey bowl. And it seemed to be a special thing, you know. Really nobody knows about that. That's a tradition that goes way back. I'm not really sure how many years it goes back, but it's something we've been doing for years now. Years to come, years to go. Also want to show love to, who is this? Okay, folks, you got to learn how to spell before you start sending in messages and tweeting messages and all that. If you can't spell what, you got a problem. You can't spell what, H-A-T, that says hat. You got to show love to all my Elm City crew out there. No disrespect, but somebody just made Elm City look real bad talking about what, trying to spell what and spell hat. We got to also give love to the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Much love to my man Kev over there at the Frederick Douglass Foundation, one of the presidents. This is a Republican organization, folks.
So make sure when you go to join this organization, you know what's going on. The Frederick Douglass Foundation is something special. It's a nonprofit. It's all about, it's all for the people, by the people. For the people and by the people, I'm sorry. Some of the issues we're going to be going over today, we're going to be talking about college tuition. I'm sorry, throughout the shows, not only today, but throughout the month of December and January, we're going to go back to back, going over some issues about college tuition, conflict voting, freshly released convicts that can or can't vote. There's a lot of people that really don't know the truth to if a convict can vote or can't vote. We're going to talk about STDs. We're going to talk about cooperating with former inmates who wants to get out and change their life. There's a lot of people who were locked up once upon a time in their life, and they get out and they want to do something positive about their life and for themselves. So I feel like they deserve a second chance. I mean, I don't know if we want to give somebody with the credibility of Jeffrey Dahmer a second chance, but I don't think this man would get out of prison if it was that serious. But then again, you never know. So we're going to talk about some of the new laws and some of the old laws and some of these politicians and this, that, and the other. I just want everybody to know that KRRP, this is our first show. We're really getting it in, showing love to everybody who showed love to us. So anybody who wants to advertise their business, make sure you hit us up on KRRPRadioShow@gmail.com. That's KIRP Radio Show@gmail.com. Give another shout out to my sponsor, WBYJ AM and FM, and we are KIRP Radio Online. One part of the segment was brought to you by the Help a Child Smile Foundation. That's www.hacsf.com. www.hacsf.com. That's a nonprofit that reaches out to children's hospitals to bring a cartoon character or a celebrity to the child that's in the hospital that's very sick normally, but for a very visit to any child that needs a smile on their face. They feel that bringing a child his or her favorite cartoon character or celebrity will put an unforgettable smile on that child's face. So shout out to my man Jamal over there at the HACS Foundation. They got a clear mission, folks, so anybody out there who has some extra money or you want to show love to the HACS, make sure you reach out and, you know, donate a quarter, a dollar, 50 cents. I don't know. Y'all spend money at the club, so let's do something for positive. The HACS Foundation mission is to cater to kids in children's hospital by bringing their favorite cartoon character, celebrity, to and for a visit. They know that bringing a smile on that child's face is worth more than a million words and more than a million in gold. You know what I'm saying? So, moving right along, we're talking about the Thanksgiving tradition. I don't know. There's a lot of people who have different Thanksgiving traditions. This year, you know, we kind of didn't do anything special. I say we didn't do anything special, but, you know, thank God we're still alive and we got a lot to be thankful for. You know, had a meal at the home with my family and with the children and whatnot. So, you know, everything was love in my house. But there's a lot of different people who couldn't celebrate Thanksgiving. No, there's a lot of people who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, and I just want to know why. We're gonna go to the line. We got a caller. Let's see. 252-91991. Who's this? You're live. Hello, hello. Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. So we'll go ahead and we'll keep talking about the Thanksgiving tradition. Moving right along, talking more about the Thanksgiving tradition. I was taught that Thanksgiving was the time when the pilgrims came over, found a new land, and actually joined with the Indians, and everything was peace, everything was love. One showed one how to hunt. They brought guns. The pilgrims brought guns. The Indians showed them how to plant trees and plant corn and, you know, not be so backed up off eating up all that meat. So they showed them how to eat some vegetables, plant some vegetables, and live a healthy and nice way. There's a lot of different beliefs about Thanksgiving and a lot of different beliefs about the culture and the true meaning of Thanksgiving. If you ask me, Thanksgiving is about just giving thanks for the things that you have, just giving thanks for today, for being alive. You know, Thanksgiving is just a time to give praise and give thanks to the Almighty for being here. But a lot of people want to revert it back to the old country, you know, when America was found and what grounds it was founded on, what basis it was founded on. I personally don't believe that Thanksgiving really went down that way. In my opinion, I want to say that Thanksgiving went down a little bit tough. If you ask me, I can't imagine being in this land and never even seeing a boat the size of a ship before coming to my coast with those big sails. And then, you know, people get off in this funny attire that the Englishmen had on and then come over and want to show me how to do something different or want to show me what their customs are. If you ask me, it's time to fight. We're going to get busy. You come in my yard telling me, you know, hey, I got these guns and I know y'all plant food, but we're going to shoot the animals y'all got around here. We're going to eat like this, that, and the third. Well, now we're going to, you know, we're going to practice this religion or that religion or this, that, and the other. I don't know. I feel a certain way about that, but a lot of people don't really have their, I don't know, they really don't take their mind back that far to really say, hey, they agree with it or they don't agree with it. I think most of the time people kind of go with the flow when you talk about Thanksgiving tradition and what you want to do on Thanksgiving or what you really believe in Thanksgiving. But, I mean, hey, that's everybody believe what they want to believe. We're going to move on to hip-hop news, just cover this little segment of hip-hop news and let you guys know what's going on in the hip-hop today. I think the latest thing and probably the hottest thing that's going on in hip-hop right now is this Lil' Kim diss that she puts out. This is Nicki Minaj. I don't know how people feel about that. I mean, Nicki Minaj is, I think she's a dope artist. You know, I definitely think she has skills, this, that, the third. She's not the hottest thing. Is she hotter than Lil' Kim? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can really say that she's hotter than Lil' Kim. Right now, that's the hottest thing. Just like Nicki Minaj. It's about Lil' Kim. And Lil' Kim, she's been hot. Maybe she's trying to reclaim her stake back in hip hop. Maybe she's trying to weasel her way back in. And I said, can't take this away from her. I think another thing that's going on in hip hop right now is I let you feel about that because it's been 10 years now, quite long, and all of a sudden, Flex, I had love, pop that. So what's Pac Man? Pac Man. Pac inspiration around that time. It's today, like you said. At the end of the day, I understand Flex is coming from at that time period. Nobody on the East Coast, I come to the he went at JT, he went at everybody. Right now, Mike, blog online, they call it the Eastern Santa. I don't know if he did a man, but he really fit in. Play the clip with you guys in just a few minutes. In this segment, then we can come right back. Just hang tight. Take this for a segment out, and then we'll be right back. Moving along. Sports. This segment of the show is brought to you by WBYJ AM and FM Radio out of the Triad in North Carolina. And we are KIRP Radio. That's keeping it real with Pudgy Radio Online. This segment of the show is sponsored by Help a Child Smile Foundation out of Worcester, North Carolina. Shout out to my man Jamal, the CEO over there, Help a Child Smile. Their website is www.hacsf.com. Again, that's www.hacsf.com for you slow listeners out there. No disrespect to nobody. But check it out. This foundation is a nonprofit that reaches out to children's hospitals and bring a cartoon character, maybe a celebrity or somebody famous, to visit those kids while they're in the hospital, or any child that's in the hospital that needs a smile on their face. So anybody who want to donate some of that extra Christmas cash you got, you know, it's the end of your fiscal year, you need to get rid of some of that dough you got, make sure y'all throw some money to the Help a Child Smile Foundation's way. They got an ill mission, man. Their mission is to cater to kids and children hospitals by bringing their favorite cartoon character or celebrity to them for a visit. They know that they will put a smile on that child's face is more than worth a million words. You know what I mean? So, moving on to sports. Since this is a sports segment, we're going to first start in the NBA. The NBA is kind of crazy right now. We had a bunch of big trades in the offseason. Some stuff's working out, some stuff's not working out. But, you know, we got the Miami Heat. It's the most talked about team in the league right now since the LeBron James trade. And this is going kind of crazy. But they took another L, folks. So all you Miami bandwagon jumpers that weren't Miami fans last year, I know what you're going to do, man. Let's talk about it. Personally, I think they need another coach. But let's go down to the scores. We ain't going to talk about what I think about. We'll talk about that another day. But they lost 106-95 to the Mavs as Chris Bosh, dropped off 22 points, 8 boards, 2 steals. Tyson Chandler, Mr. NBA, played for a million teams. He was once with the Bobcats, wasn't it? But right now he dropped 14 points, 17 boards, and 3 blocks. The Atlanta Hawks down the Knicks 99-90. That big trade did work out, but they lost this time, sending Stoudemire to the Knicks. Stoudemire dropped 24. Jamal Crawford dropped 21 for the Hawks. The Magic down the Sixers 100-99. Howard dumped in 32 points, 11 boards. 8-0 with 31 points and 5 boards. Shout out to my man over there balling with 8-0. We know who we're talking about. I ain't even going to call his name out right now, but y'all know who it is. The newly acquainted point guard. Anyway, moving on. Memphis Grizzlies and the Cavs. 92 Cavs, 86 Grizzlies. As Mo Williams is still balling. 25 points, 12 assists. As Rudy Gay came up with 17 points and 6 assists. Rudy Gay is a human highlight film, people. Y'all better look him up. Check his YouTube out. I mean, look for this man, because you can definitely see some ball when you look up Rudy Gay. Moving on to the NBA scores. The Knicks and the 76ers. 76ers down the Knicks, 102-86. Golden State dumps off Minnesota Timberwolves, 104-94. Somebody call in and tell me who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves today. I don't think I know one of their players. I mean, not one. The Bulls beat the Kings, 86-85. My Charlotte Bobcats loses to the Milwaukee Bucks, 104-101. Bobcats, I don't know what y'all gonna do, man. Y'all gotta change our name or something, because I'm tired of losing. We need another star, you know what I mean? We got Jackson, Captain Jack, holding it down over there, but he needs some help. So, I personally thought we should have never let go of Raymond Felton. But anyway, moving on to the NFL. We're gonna go back in a week and talk about what happened already in the next segment of sports. We'll give you the scores of what's going on tonight. But the Pats down the Lions, 45-24. Tom Brady, 21 for 27, 341 yards, people. That man balling. 4 touchdowns. The Lions, Hill, 27 for 46, 285 yards, 1 touchdown. As the Saints dumps off the Cowgirls, the Dallas Cowgirls. I'm sorry, the Dallas Cowboys, 30-27. Drew Brees, get busy. 23 for 34, 352 yards and a touchdown. The Bengals and the Jets, of course, the Jets won. I'm sure you all know by now. Sanchez, 16 for 28, 1 touchdown. As Palmer had 17 for 38 and 1 touchdown as well. That's the end of this segment of sports. Once again, brought to you by the Help a Child Smile Foundation. Again, that's the Help a Child Smile Foundation. Make sure you look them up on the web. It's www.hacsf.com. Or look them up on Facebook. And I'll give them a shout out. Donate a dollar. I challenge everybody to donate a quarter. Donate a dollar. Donate 50 cents. Donate something. That extra change you got laying around that's in your car, laying around on your floor. get rid of that money, man, and stop holding on to that money, and let's do something positive for the holiday season. So by Christmas, I challenge all the listeners, all the viewers, everybody who's online, everybody who's listening via AM and FM radio since we're streaming this, donate a quarter, donate 50 cents, donate a dollar. Let's make that our Christmas gift to the Help a Child Smile Foundation, which is not my foundation, by the way, but I think I'm going to adopt them as my personal foundation as well as the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Shout out to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's my personal charity. That's what we get money to every year, Real High Records. One love. KRRP Radio, we're back. Still talking about the tradition of Thanksgiving. That was our little sports role. It's the first show, people. We got some rough stuff to break through. My producer's not available tonight, so I'm doing it all dolo. On one hand, you know, I'm the man, though. I figure it out one way or the other. But we're back. We're talking about the origin and the history of Thanksgiving, what really happened, how did Thanksgiving come about, and what's your tradition in Thanksgiving. Just looking up, and with the little research that I did, it says the Thanksgiving origin, the origin of the holiday is the Pilgrims left Plymouth, England on before I get into that, this is for the folks who were asleep in social studies. And when did we learn about Thanksgiving? First grade, second grade, third grade, I don't know. I don't even remember when it was, but this is for the folks who was even sleeping in class back then as a little dude or as a little girl. It says the Pilgrims left Plymouth, England on September 6, 1620, and didn't know the destination, which was what we know now as America, which they call the New World. For over 2 months, it was 102 passengers, brave and harsh. They went through storms. They didn't know if the world was flat or round. Can you imagine taking off and driving somewhere on the road, right, and not knowing if or thinking that the road had an end to it, like the edge of a cliff? Who in that right? You got to be some dumb somebodies that take off in a boat and the whole world thinking that the earth is flat. And, man, you smoking some serious stuff to think the earth was round when everybody else thought the earth was flat, and then you jump in the boat and just take off somewhere you've never been before. I mean, seriously, but as history speaks for itself, it says they arrived in Massachusetts in late November. The Pilgrims sought out a suitable landing place on December 11th, just before disembarking at Plymouth Rock. They signed the Mayflower Compact, America's first document of civil government and the first to introduce self-government. After a prayer service, the Pilgrims began building hasty shelters, however unprepared for the starvation and sickness of a harsh New England winter. Half nearly died before spring even came. So these people just, you know, came to a whole new land, and half of them died off before they can even get it popping. Now, it wasn't until this December 13, 1621, that the Indians were friended with the Pilgrims. So the history books put it down as if the Pilgrims were here and they got down with the Indians in 1621. So they're trying to say that they were here some years before then, and there were no other people here. They found the land, they jumped on the land, built their cribs, and everything was cool. They didn't meet any other people until a couple years later. I don't know how true that is. I don't know what that means to anybody, but that's just food for thought. Because on part two of the KRRP show, we're going to talk about, I want to paint the picture for what that was really like. So maybe enlighten some people so you can really think about how it went down or how it could have possibly happened when these settlers hit the waters or hit the coast of the U.S. and there were actually a certain people that were here and they had to see these brand new people in these brand new clothes and these funny looking clothes. I mean, you can hardly go from east to west now without being known that you're from a whole nother place. I think that's pretty evident. If you go from one state to the next, people know that you're from a whole nother place. More or less going from one coast to coast, from far east back to the western hemisphere. I don't know. You guys be the judge. Just going to the Twitter, checking the Twitter account out. We got some of our wide awake brethren, some of our wide awake people over there showing love. So I'm going to check in with Twitter and see what see what the Twitter has to say. See who's showing us some love on our Twitter page. There's a couple of people over here. Right now we got 125 followers. So anybody who's not on our Twitter yet, check us out at symbol KIRP Radio Show. Again, that's at symbol KIRP Radio Show. Make sure you add us on the Twitter. You can leave your comments. Do anything you want to. Say anything you want. Do anything you want. I don't mean I got to read it, but I'm just letting you know what it is. We got, let's see, Love Your Lips. That's Keisha, let's see, I don't see your last name, baby girl, but I'm going to read out you. She said, shout out to P-Real, thanks for being you, Keisha and Wide Awake. So she's shouting out Wide Awake. We got another Wide Awake. It says, big shout out to you, P, for your first night of doing the show. I'm tuning in and giving you mad love. You're doing big things. Keisha, I really appreciate that, baby. You showing love. Also, my man Rap Scal from South Carolina, he shouts out the KRRP Radio Show. And he also shouts out my personal Twitter at NC Pudgy. So y'all make sure y'all shout out my man. Look up my man at Raps Call and at Love Your Lips. Also, shout out to my man at De Niro Train, who's also retweeting most of our stuff and showing us what's going on, showing you what's going on with the KRRP Radio Show, De Niro Train. I think that's De Niro Edwards, man. Shout out to number three. Used to hoop and fight. Everybody know what it is. Show my man mad love at De Niro Train. That's at DeNiroTrain. Also, got a shout out to Real High Records number one MVP at Miss Emerald Stone, who's also helping us out with the show, retweeting all of our stuff. And we'll be dropping a new project next year on the Real High Records imprint, which is my label. You can check that out at realhighrecords.4t.com. Really don't have too much going on over there right now, but there will be a lot, a few more updates here and there. So also, we're talking about the Thanksgiving tradition. I'm going to go to a caller. 252, you with me? 252-991, you're on live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha, I guess we got lucky because we just hit you up live, too. You on live. What's going on? Tell the people where you from, what you calling, what you talking about.
I'm calling from Wide Awake. Shouts out to Wide Awake. Shouts out to you from from Wide Awake. Our tradition is the normal. We got family coming down from D.C. We got family coming from Alaska.
True.
We do it big.
Alaska?
Like six. Yeah. My uncle
got family
is
coming from Alaska?
Yeah, he's stationed. Him and his wife are stationed in Alaska.
Oh, that's what's up.
So they come down, we eat for like 3 days a weekend, then we go to the Players Ball like we went to last night, party with the old Cougars and everything and have fun, and that's it. But it's all about family. It's all about family with my family. And the saying that you were just saying about the Pilgrims and Indians, my sons at my in-laws' house had to tell what it meant, but instead of it saying that the Pilgrims, it was the Indians that showed the Pilgrims what to do. Because the Pilgrims were dying because they didn't have any food to eat.
Right.
So they were showing, the Indians came up to show the Pilgrims how to do it, and then it went from the Pilgrims. I mean, the Pilgrims showing the Indians. That's the way we told it. Like you said, I don't know what's true, what's not, but.
Here's my thing, Keisha. I got a question for you. First of all, I'm going to ask you something that, what's something that your family does, like, on a regular basis, something that you guys all get together and do, or something that you look forward to doing on every Thanksgiving, something that's been going on since you were a child?
Just my family coming in, just us being together. We do the traditional grabbing hands, giving thanks of why we're here, what we're thankful for, but we also instill and our kids, and it was instilled in us that every day is Thanksgiving. It's a day of giving thanks, not just having Thanksgiving Day and
True
being
indeed.
Thankful for that day, but just giving thanks every day that you're alive. We're able to see family. And we all sit down and eat together. It's not like the kids sit at this table. The kids are interacting with adults. Everybody's dancing after Thanksgiving. We play games. I mean, this has been going on for like the last 20-plus years.
That's what's up.
With all my family coming down. And then on a Saturday, some of my family leaves. And then the rest of us, like I said, we go to the Players Ball and we're there having fun.
So what's the Players Ball, though? What's the Players Ball?
It's something that the Masons do every year. I mean, it's kind of like a Mason dance.
I mean, I understand what you're talking about, but I'm just saying that
okay,
you can
enlighten the Masons. It's the Masonic Lodge. I think it's Mount Hebrew. It's a Masonic Lodge here in Wilson, which is, I think it's a couple of chapters around, but they raise money to give to people for Christmas. So every person that paid $15 for a ticket to get in.
Right.
And with that, that money goes to, like you said, it may go to Jamal's Help a Child Foundation. It may go to Make-A-Wish. It may go to the Salvation Army. But it's to help an unfortunate family or somebody during the holiday season who doesn't have or is missing or lacking something.
Shout out to the Masonic Lodge for the Players Ball. I like any charity that wants to help the people, and anything that's for the people, I'm definitely a fan of that. So somebody from the Masonic Lodge, hit me up. Right now we got looks like 65 callers on here worldwide.
That's what's
up right there, Keisha, appreciate the love, baby. Make sure you always tune in to KRP Radio.
No doubt.
All right, one love. We're going to move on to the next caller. 289, who's this? 252-289, who's this? All right, we're going to come back to you, caller. I don't know if you can hear us or not. We're going to come back to you. 350-54, who's this? 336, who's this? Moving on to the next. -910, who's this?
Yo, it's Pap.
What up, Pap? What's good, baby?
What's up? It's T-Bone from Wide Awake.
T-Bone from Wide Awake, 910-352. I see you, baby. T-Bone, what's going on with your Thanksgiving? How was it?
Man, it was good, buddy. Look, I just want to congratulate you on the show, big boy. I ain't seen you in about 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a while, brother. We had some wild times together, man.
Hey, look, you know, this year, Pudgy, it was a little rough, man. Ma Dukes is up in the intensive care, man. So it was it was definitely not my traditional Thanksgiving, man.
Right.
You know, she's been laid up in the intensive care with double pneumonia, man. So we really, really, you know, stuck together this year, and we always do.
Right.
But you know, this year we had to do it different, and you know, she's not in intensive care anymore. She got moved to another hospital room, man. But, you know, besides that, man, you know, I had a bunch of family come in from Maryland. And, you know, I got family all in Wilson. And, you know, we really this year was definitely about all the love, man, and prayers, man, and just being thankful that, you know, Ma pulled through, so... You
that's
know.
Right, man. That's a lot to be thankful for, too, T-Bone. I tell you, man, it's always a blessing when your family can get together. And, you know, they say there's power in prayer. I don't know what a lot of people believe, but I know what I believe. And I also think there's power in prayer, man. So we definitely send a prayer out to your moms, man, and a prayer out to your whole family.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that, man. And, look, man, I'm proud of you, buddy. You got these big things going on. And I tell you what, things are looking up for you, for us folks out of the Wide Awake territory, man.
No doubt. Hey, that's all we can do is keep pushing, man, and keep trying. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all we have is the ability to try and the ability to push and just wait and see if things fall in place, but we can't give up, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Hey,
I got one question for you before you go, man. What's something, and I know this year was a little bit different. You know, I know it's a little bit different and a little bit of tough in tradition, but what's one thing that you did when you were small that maybe your family did on a regular basis? Because, you know, we're sharing tradition, so I just want you to talk about real briefly just something that you guys did when you were growing up that you loved, like one of the most favorite things you had about Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that, man, because we all got involved. Like, you know, mom and grand folks and all, but you're doing all the cooking and stuff, but we're all in there doing some cooking of our own, man. Even as a kid, you know, they're teaching us early, you know, how to get these things prepared so later on in life, you know, we'll be able to do it ourselves for our families. You know, we definitely do it right. Being from a, you know, I'm Greek as well as I am American, so coming from a Greek side of things, there's always, even as a young kid, we always toast with wine, red wine, every Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, it's a it's a thing we do in the Greek culture that is just, I guess, something that my old man, you know, did when he was a kid with his family with Thanksgiving. So,
sure.
You know, getting involved, helping cook, helping, you know, the elders in there cook as much as possible, and, you know, toasting back some red vino, man. That's about old school. That's about old school for us, buddy. I'm telling you. So,
hey, nothing wrong with a little bit of red vino, is it, Todd?
Absolutely not, buddy. Absolutely not.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling, brother. Make sure you stay
absolutely
tuned. Always call in. Anything you got going on, you know, shoot us with an email at krrpradio@gmail.com. Hit us
absolutely
up on Facebook.
And listen, let me tell you, if you're ever in the Wilmington area, my man, you make sure you hit me up, buddy, because you got a place to stay, and you know that.
Hey, man, we'll be down in Wilmington. I'll actually be down in Wilmington. This is just to let everybody know. I'll be down in Wilmington at the Republican National Convention. I think that's maybe January 15th, or maybe that's in June. I don't have the dates right here in front of me, but I will be down there. So, hey, look for me in January or June, and I'll be posting the dates up because I would love for people to get out and talk about that.
Absolutely, Pudge. Look, man, take care, my friend.
All right, take care, T-Bone. Nice talking to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
So, folks, we're still talking about the Thanksgiving tradition. And what's going on, what do people celebrate, what do we do, what's something that we enjoyed from the Thanksgiving traditions that we all have or something that we all shared. I think that's a big debate about what was what from the beginning and how the Thanksgiving tradition even came about. Personally, I think there's a little more to the Thanksgiving tradition that's said. I think there's almost an untalked about mask about Thanksgiving that most people don't really get into, or something that needs to be said. I feel like, because you rarely hear, like, I know a lot of Native Americans, right? And I mean, no disrespect to anybody, you know, with that long, nice hair, who says they're half Indian. You know, everybody can say they got a little bit of Indian in them and this, that, and the third. But I mean, I know a lot of Indian people, I'll just say. And I rarely hear them talk about how they celebrate Thanksgiving. Like, you would think that a person of an Indian descent would talk about Thanksgiving more or feel more a certain way about Thanksgiving than others would. I almost would like to say how black people would feel about the Martin Luther King holiday, but I can't really say that because I think all people of a free mind and all people that feel equal and that has that type of aura, that type of love about themselves or in their heart, will probably appreciate Martin Luther King for what it was worth, so, or what he and what he stood for. So I really can't say what that means to black people, but that's the only way that I can. That's the only simile that I can find at the moment. But like I was saying, I never really hear them stressing about, you know, Thanksgiving is coming, and this is what we do, and we really push to do this, that, and the third. And I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to me that you don't hear, you know, people of Indian descent talk about it as much as we talk about it. And a lot of us don't even know the true meaning of Thanksgiving personally. I don't know. Shout out to my man Tommy Pierce. He says the love. He said, hope all is well. Showing love to the KRRP radio and staff. Keep up the hard work. Tommy Pierce sent from his iPad. Tommy, I appreciate it, man. You've been somebody I've known for a whole lot of years, man. I appreciate your support. Appreciate your love. Also want to give another shout out. I know I've been running it in the ground, but this is one of our sponsors, and this is a sponsor we really believe in and something that I push for. And like I said before, it wasn't my charity, but, you know, I said right now before you guys, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation was my charity, but I said right now before you guys that the Help a Child Smile Foundation is definitely a good thing. So, guys, you're always Facebooking and you're always on Twitter. Make sure you take a chance to look up the Help a Child Foundation at www.hacsf.com. That's www.hacsf.com. It's the Help a Child Smile Foundation. They're a nonprofit. They reach out to children's hospitals to help bring cartoon characters or a celebrity for a child to visit that child while they're in the hospital. Any child that needs a smile that's kind of down and out. They feel that bringing that child his or her favorite cartoon character or celebrity will put an unforgettable smile on that child's face. Their mission is to cater to kids in children's hospitals by bringing their favorite cartoon character or celebrity to them for a visit. They know that would be more than 1,000 words by having that child have a smile on their face. We're going to go to the 803 area call. I hope this is who I think it is. Shout out 803. You on the line. Who's this?
Rapscal, what's good, homie?
Rapscal, what's good, baby?
You already know. I'm chilling. I called in and show you some love, fam.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it, man. To folks who don't know, man, Rapscal is one of the hottest that you don't know. You know what I mean? When it comes to, like, underground music or real hip-hop lyrical content music, I put him in the category of another guy that I know named K Hill. Look up kickaverse.com and check that man out. But right now we on with Rapscal. Tell us something good, Rapscal.
I'm cooling, man. I know him in San Diego in this Colts game. Checking you out, see what's good. Got my little night off. You know how I do it.
True indeed. Rapscal, yeah, what's the tradition that... Something that you do on Thanksgiving, man. Something that you look forward to on Thanksgiving. If not now, something that you look forward to when you were growing up.
Basically, being my family, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all what it's about. That's what I look for on Thanksgiving. You know, just being with his family. People that you ain't seen in a minute, you know?
Right. Rapscal, you got little ones, too. You have any children, Rapscal?
Yeah, I got three.
You got three
kids?
Two
boys and a girl.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That, to me, that's what Thanksgiving is all about, like seeing the kids' eyes light up, and even Christmas for that matter, but definitely Thanksgiving and those Thanksgiving, Christmas, and birthday-type holidays because the kids look forward to them, man. Their eyes get as big as a 50-cent piece, man, and that's something special to look in the kids' eyes and see them that happy, you know?
No doubt. All day long.
I want you to give your shout-outs, man. Let the people know where they can find you at. You know, let them know where they can find your music at or they can find out information about you, my brother.
Well, right now, you know, I got a few mixtapes out there. I got a couple on DatTiff.com, Born to Do This Volume 1, Born to Do This Volume 2. And I got the one-on-one with my man out in Texas, DJ Flipside, and he got this mixtape with my man Young Hustle out in Phoenix or whatever. And that's on DatTiff. It's called... Recession 4. I got the mixtape Murder out there with these Wu-Tang cats. You know, that's on WuTangManagement.com. It's on CookieBox.com. That's CookieBox.com.
Right.
There's just so much that's going on right now. You know, I'm trying to keep up with it all myself. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, man. I heard a whole lot of stuff, and it's looking good from where I sit, my brother.
Yeah, you know, I ain't promoting it like I want to right now because I'm trying to keep it all in order, but it's out there, you know. They can find me on MySpace as Rapscal. It's spelled in two L's, but there's one L on that. They made a mistake when they done the page or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely, man. I appreciate you calling in, and I wanted to, you're a brother that shows so much love from years ago and up until now, and I just wanted to give you that avenue to, you know, we got... A lot of people calling from all over the world, so I hope that this will help you out somewhere. We got flags on here from, it looks like Canada, California, all over the U.S. Man, this thing is lit up like a Christmas tree here, and I'm trying to get to a whole lot of people. So just moving right along, man. I'm glad you called and you could, you know, give some shouts out.
I'll be back. You know, I'll be back. I'll be back when I got my mind ready for it or whatever. I just wanted to call really to see you some love. You feel me?
I appreciate that love too, brother.
No doubt.
All right, hold it down. Have a good night.
You do the same, fam.
Just not in here with me, man. I'm trying to work this thing out myself. So you guys bear with me. This is just something that got to be done tonight. So I want to, I guess I got to give the call letters out. I'm forgetting all about the call letters. I hope I don't have to pay any fines for this. But WBYJ FM and AM, and we are KRRP Radio Online, giving shouts out to the HACSF, RealHotRecords.4T.com, and Miller Marketing. I want to take a break just to do a small shout out and dedication to LPT Productions. Their commercial goals, I'm going to have to read it out, man, because I can't really play it right this minute. But say you have a great idea for a commercial music video and you want to do your own MTV Cribs. Maybe you want to act out your favorite Young and the Rest of the show. Like maybe you want to be Victor Newman and you want to come back from the dead again, Nikki. Don't Victor Newman talk like that, y'all. Like he really opened his mouth. Y'all know who Victor Newman is, man. Don't front. I know who Victor Newman is, and I don't even watch the Young and the Rest. But I know the dude. He's the same age as he's been. When I was 5, he looked the same age now. But anyway, whatever your motion picture production, screenplay, writing, film, sound and video production, or any of your video needs, make sure you reach out to LPT Productions, LLC. That's LPT Productions, LLC, right out of the Greensboro, North Carolina. That's been another sponsor of ours. And Edwin Lewis over there in Cotton will definitely take care of you guys. They'll get out, they'll shoot your commercial or whatever kind of video and editing needs that you have. Also, shout out to Philip Burgers from The Wire, who's also working with these guys. I think he's their chief editor over there. But make sure you call him, get in touch with him, tell him you heard it on KRRP Radio with Pudgy, and they'll hook you up. If you need to contact them, their number is 336-839-2236. Again, that's 336-839-2236. That's LPT Productions, Edwin Lewis, or get at my man Cotton. And they can definitely take care of you. You can reach them online at lptproductions.com. That's lptproductions.com. And they'll be sure to take care of you. Let's go back to the Twitter. See what's going on our Twitter page and on our Facebook page. See who's showing love, giving shouts out to us, this, that, and the other. We got, We got Tori. Looks like that's on the hip-hop page out of Dallas, Texas. Tori says, my Thanksgiving tradition is something that we do every year. We have been doing every year since I was 5 years old. We all go to the lake. We make a, looks like you said, we pitch a fire. We have a couple beers. We sing. We fry a nice turkey. All my aunts and uncles bring sides. We eat outside and enjoy nature, which is what I believe Thanksgiving was all about. So shouts out to Tori from Dallas, Texas, giving us his Thanksgiving tradition. We also got Austin from Oregon. Austin says, our Thanksgiving tradition is something. I'm actually from back east. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Wow, that's ironic. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And something that we do, we all go to the beach. We rent a condo. We go to the beach and we grill a hog. We grill a hog on Thanksgiving and all my family has a picking. I guess that's a pig picking or a hog picking. Sorry, man, I can't really read it, but it looks like they say they go to the beach on their holiday. That's pretty cool. I like that. He want to give a shout-out to Missy, a shout-out to Blanket, a shout-out to Frazier, Peterson, Hurt, and Finnegan. So shouts-out to you guys, man. You in Oregon from Virginia. Shouts-out to you. Much more love. Wow, we got a listener from Turkey, Nadal. Nadal, I hope I'm saying your name right, N-A-D-A-L. Shouts out to Nadal. He says, we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but some of my family in the United States does. I wish I was there to celebrate Thanksgiving with you all, but I'm actually in the Middle East. Much more love to P-Real. I got your last mixtape. Appreciate that, Nadal or Nadal. And hey, keep banging with us, man. Keep listening to us. Keep checking us out. We appreciate you writing in and giving us what you think. You know, Thanksgiving is all about, or just shouting us out all together, period, anyway. I really appreciate that. Got to pay some bills. Let me go to the NFL scores for the day. Right now, looks like Atlanta beats Green Bay 20-17. Pittsburgh in final overtime over Buffalo 19-16. Cleveland over Carolina, where Jake DeLong was actually traded to Cleveland 24. Carolina falls once again. The Carolina Panthers falls once again, 24-23 at the hands of Cleveland. The New York Giants, 24-20 over Jacksonville. Right now, Minnesota over Washington, 17-13. Sorry about my D.C. people out there who's listening on WBYJ. Looks like you guys take an L today. I don't know if McNabb played or not, but you guys lose 17-13. Houston beats Tennessee 20-0. It's a meltdown over there in Tennessee. I don't know what's going on with those guys, but they're having quite a quarterback problem over there. The quarterback's losing his mind again, it sounds like. Miami over Oakland, 33-17. Kansas City spanks Seattle, 42-24. Chicago, Peppers and crew beats Mike Vick and crew in Philly, 31-26. Man, Mike Vick did his thing last Monday night. I think that was last Monday night or maybe last Thursday night, but Mike Vick definitely did his thing as he set some records, 5 touchdowns in the first quarter, I believe, all in his hands. But they lose tonight to Julius Peppers and crew, 31, Chicago, Philly, 26. St. Louis downs Denver, 36-33. Baltimore beats up on Tampa Bay, 17-10. New England scores. We went over their play early in the week, 45-24. Dallas, who also lost to New Orleans, 30-27. New York Jets, 26-10. And our Monday night game will be San Fran and Arizona, kicking off at 8:30 p.m., I believe, on the ESPN network. But anyway, folks, now that we got that over with, going back to the callers here, I got to, let's see, I'm trying to pick all North Carolina people, so if I get you wrong, I apologize. 252-281, you online, who's this? 281, you on the line, who's this? North Carolina. Okay, maybe they don't want to talk again. 252-218, you on the line, who's this?
What's good, man? What's good? This is John Wooder, man, out of, like you said, the 252 Wilson County area.
252. What's going on, Mr. Wooder? How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm just sitting back listening to the show, man. Decided to call in and let you know. Wanted to come through and show your show some love, bro.
Definitely. Mr. Wooder, you have a show on Blog Talk also, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Big Daddy's Auto Club.
Hey, let them know what it's all about, if you don't mind. Go ahead and get your promo on for a second.
All right. Big Daddy's Auto Club is basically about, you know, giving back into the community. We do a few variety of different things, such as we're now teaming up with Crime Stoppers and going to start doing some tours with that, you know, and try to do our little local talent with that and, you know, try to team up and go around and help, you know, the community and kids know that, you know, music is an essential part of school.
True indeed.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, with all these budget cuts, they're facing trying to get rid of music, you know?
Right, that's
and,
right.
And all kids don't play sports. So what we try to do is try to just get in the basics and, you know, of recording, writing a song from start to finish and, you know, stuff like that.
Wow. That I think that's pretty big. Not, excuse me, cutting you off. That's pretty big because a lot of folks today, I think everybody and their mother and their father wants to do music today. And a lot of people really don't know what it takes. And like you said, it's, you know, it's really influential. It's a really influential part of school.
That's right.
And if you can tie the two together, you can keep some kids in school. Because I don't know if you guys know, but the dropout rate is somewhere between, for blacks, is somewhere between 60% and 75%. And in my mind, that's way too high. So anybody with any ideas and any kind of put that has a way to help keep any kid, more or less our kids in school, I'm definitely for Mr. Wooder. So anything you got going on, if I can help you, my brother, reach out, let me know. You can contact me a million different ways. We can talk about it offline, or, you know, you can send me an email or whatever you need to do, brother. But I'm definitely down for that positive movement.
I'm a big fan because, you know, I follow you. We follow each other on Facebook. You know, I like a lot of posts that you put up and, you know, some of the things that you're trying to do in the Washington area, and which is beautiful, by the way. It's a beautiful place.
Appreciate that.
Very beautiful. I mean, my thing, man, and I'm going to let you get back. I just want to send a message to all the people that's listening to your show. Please, please sit down and take time and enjoy the holidays instead of rushing through them and just like it's another day, because the kids that's coming up, the next generation, they need to understand the importance of what the holiday is about, because like you said, your show is based about Thanksgiving. And my 7-year-old daughter said to me, "Daddy, why come don't nobody talk about Thanksgiving like they do Christmas?" And, you know, that kind of hurt me because I'm like, you know, wow, you know, this is a 7-year-old child in 2K10. I mean, so that's like an awakening call for all people, not just, you know, white, black, or whatever, all races.
Right.
Go through it. They celebrate it. You know, go through it and think about your children.
Wow.
That's it, bro.
That's pretty big coming from a 7-year-old, man. I think a lot of adults appreciate it, Mr. Wood. I'm going to move on here and take another caller here in a second. Thanks for your call.
All right, bro.
Take care.
You do the same.
But like I was saying, that's from a 7-year-old. I think that's a huge thought. I don't know if I really thought about that as when I was 7 years old. If I really thought about what Thanksgiving meant, or if there was a meaning to Thanksgiving. Now, I really just thought about, you know, hey, it was Thanksgiving and all my family's going to be around and we're going to have a good time and, you know, we're going to eat a whole lot of food and, you know, I want a grandma's sweet potato pie, man. That's, you know, that was the highlight of my Thanksgiving. That's what I was thinking about. I was ready to go and sit around with all my cousins and run around and jump around and play football and do this, that, and the other. You know, I really had no one instilled in me what Thanksgiving really meant. I mean, one thing that we did all the time, we all came together, we all prayed, and we all sat around the table, and, you know, everybody came from all over the world, all over the U.S., I'll say, and I guess all over the world in some cases, that some soldiers in the family that actually made it home, but all over the U.S. and all over the world, we all came together, and I'm sure some of your families do the same thing, but we all come together for camaraderie or just to enjoy each other's company and just to eat some food. I mean, think about how big that is. You know, everybody stops what they're doing and they plan this one day just to come together and eat. And to me, that's so huge that people can come together over food. It's like food is the key phrase or the thing that tied everybody together. I mean, it's all food. So that's so huge. But in one hand, I'm talking about Thanksgiving, but in another hand, I'm trying to make people understand that, you know, to me, Thanksgiving should be every day or every week. Like, a lot of people take life for granted, and that was the meaning, that was the purpose of me doing this show and to talk about Thanksgiving in general, is because a lot of people take things for granted, and they take the holiday for granted, and they take the family for granted. I mean, time moves on. I often post on my Facebook about time, because to me, time is the most important and the most valuable asset that we have in life, and time was given to us by the grace of God. Believe in who you like, but time was given to us. It's not something that we owned. It's not something that we can buy. It's not something that we can get back. Time is something that goes, and you can never get that time back. I don't know if most people realize, but actually think about the time. And I'm not going off on a whole different topic for a minute, but there's a reason for that. Actually think about what time represents. When you work a job for someone, and you take a job for someone, excuse me, you take that job based on this theory, and a lot of people do not look at it this way, but this is what it really is. That job or that company or whatever, whoever hires you, that boss or whatever it is, that entity is going to pay you X amount of dollars for this amount of time out of your life. You look at it as, you know, it's just 8 hours a day, it's just 10 hours a day, it's just 12 hours a day. But actually, they're paying you for this amount of time out of your life. It's bigger than just 8 hours a day. It's bigger than just 10 hours a day. You know, you understand what I'm saying? This is 8 hours of your life that we're dealing with. So in essence, every day you go by, every hour you spend that you don't tell someone you love them, that you don't tell someone, hey, I appreciate you, hey, I miss you, hey, I'm holding this grudge, so I'm not going to talk to this person, or hey, I'm not going to talk to that person, or this, that, and the third. Man, it's you really got to cut that out. It's really time out for that. Time is moving on. Everyone's getting older. More kids are being born in this world, and more things are happening. So you really got to, folks, you need to appreciate your holidays and appreciate what's going on. Appreciate every day. Appreciate, give thanks. Thanks should be given. You know, we say Thanksgiving, but I think every day should be Thanksgiving. Every day, if you think about someone, you should pick up the phone for just a second and say, hey, how you doing? You know what? I love you. I mean, what's so hard about telling somebody you love them if you really love them? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I see a lot of people spend endless time on Facebook, and I won't say a waste of time, but, you know, a lot of people, they really spill their heart out on their Facebook and out on their Twitter, and a whole lot of nonsense is going on instead of something that makes sense. You know what I mean? So I challenge everybody, all the listeners, and right now we're looking at the 350 of you, all the listeners right now, 350 in the U.S., excuse me. So it's 350 callers in the U.S. I would like to challenge all of you guys to take some time out of your day. If it's only 10 minutes, take 10 minutes out of your day and out of your Facebook and out of your Twitter to text someone, call someone and say, hey, you know what? Man, I appreciate you. I miss you. I love you. Hope to see you soon. Let's plan a vacation. Let's do something. But I'm just reaching out to say hello. I don't think we have enough of that. Let me go to another caller. 252-406, you're on the line. Who's this? 252-406, you're on the line. Who's this?
It's Robert McKinney.
Rob McKinney, how you doing, my brother?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I just want to call in and congratulate you on your movement you got going on here.
Appreciate it. Congratulations, man. I wish you would tell the callers, tell the listeners something about Thanksgiving, something you remember about Thanksgiving, either growing up or something that your family does right now on Thanksgiving that makes you happy or something that you look forward to.
Well, first of all, man, you know, I heard the key word that you said earlier. It's really being thankful to God. It's number one. I mean, that we all live in. The way the economy is right now, we have no other reason but to be thankful. I mean, because there's a lot of people in this world right now that's doing real bad, and they're unfortunate, you know, to have what we got that we have right now. I mean, we have a place to live. People have a lot of cars and still going on in their life. But there's a lot of others on the flip side, a lot of people that don't have that. So I'm just thankful that right now in this movement right now, I'm just thankful to God that, you know, I'm able to just still get up and see my children, you know, feed them and clothe them. That's enough for me right now.
True indeed. That's, I mean, you say that's enough, but really that's so big because, you know, I was just saying tonight as I was riding through Washington, D.C. on my way to the show, to do the show, you know, there's a lot of homeless in Washington, man, and it's so weird that this is the nation's capital. And it's probably more between this place and San Antonio, Texas. I think I've seen more homeless people, or maybe L.A., but that's a whole other world out there. But between San Antonio, Texas and Washington, D.C., I've never seen so many homeless people in one area in my life. And you wouldn't expect that in Washington, D.C. You know, that's the nation's capital. But anyway, like you said, man, it's so big just to be able to clothe your kids or to be able to get up in a day and support yourself or stand up on your own without someone having to help you stand up. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you want to give any shouts out to anybody, Rob?
Yeah, man. I would give a shout out to my mom and dad, and, you know, my brothers and my sister and my family that's, you know, if they are listening. And I definitely want to give a shout out to, you know, like I said to you, man, I mean, I've been knowing you for a long time, all my life.
Yeah.
And the movement you're doing right now is, wow. Yeah, I'm real proud of you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Don't cry. I don't want you to cry, brother. Don't cry.
No, that ain't going to be none of that.
Hey, look, Rob, while I got you on the phone, let me ask you something, man. You're a Wide Awake native, and you came up through some of the streets of Wide Awake, and I understand you now, you know, a minister of music and all that, which is another beautiful thing. I love your music, by the way.
Appreciate
so, man, please tell some of these listeners, man. I don't know how many people. I can't see the grid right now. It's too lit up now. But there's so many people on here from a whole other part of the world. And everywhere that I've been, if I've been there around the Thanksgiving holiday, I've always mentioned the turkey bowl. And I always ask people, listen, do you guys have a turkey bowl? You know, I get up on Thanksgiving and I'm thinking, man, you know, I never played in the turkey bowl back home, so I'm going to find me a turkey bowl and I'm going to show out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out here and show them what it is. Please explain to these people what the turkey bowl is. Do you know when the turkey bowl first started, Rob?
The turkey bowl started, like, in around the 80s. And It was in the '80s. I can't be definite year. But let me
right.
tell you, the Turkey Bowl is in North Carolina is crazy. And I used to love to go and sit and see the guys, you know, went to school with. And actually, what it's all about is just a bunch of people getting together, you know, bringing their grills and we're cooking out, watching in, you know, the neighborhood fellas get out there and play hardcore football. That's what we used to call it. And you know, just get everybody in the community together. And when it comes to the Turkey Bowl every year, hey, you have no problem with that. I mean, we love the Turkey Bowl.
Look, how does I don't think people understand, Rob. You telling me that just random people in the community get together and what? I mean, explain to the people what they do. Do they put on shoulder pads? Do they have on helmets? Do you know? Are they high school players? Are they college players? I mean, what happens? Is it just random people in the community that get together and play football against each other with no equipment on?
Yeah, I mean, basically it'd be like a lot of the you know the men from around the community, and it's not so much from Wilson. I mean, they was coming from other areas, and you know they would come and just get in it because everybody started hearing about the Turkey Bowl and Wilson. So we had a lot of people, and then we had people that left high school, went to college, they came back, they come back every year playing the Turkey Bowl.
Wow. So,
I mean, it's something big, you know, it's something big in Wilson.
Who won the Turkey Bowl? That's what I want to know. Is there a certain appreciate you calling in, Rob. I want to see. Hey, take care, brother. I got a few more callers I need to get in. I'm seeing North Carolina lit up. So appreciate you calling in, brother. Appreciate your movement. Hope to hear from you again. All right.
Yes, sir.
One love.
All
right. Listen, all awake right now. No disrespect to the other 400 plus callers we got on here. I think that's what it is in the States on the East Coast. It look like too. No disrespect to any other you guys, but. Somebody from Wilson, North Carolina, I need you to call in, and I don't have a screener, so I'm going to be hitting people real quick. I need you to call in and tell me how in the world do you pick teams on for the Turkey Bowl? And when you pick teams, who wins or who won? I saw on Facebook my homegirl Courtney Farmer, she posted so many picks from the Turkey Bowl, man. It made me feel like I was home, even though I'm not home, I'm on the road. But it made me feel so good to see, like, a whole lot of faces that I saw before out there at the Turkey Bowl celebrating that home event, I'll call it. It's like our home Super Bowl. So somebody call in and please tell us how you win or who wins the Turkey Bowl or how the Turkey Bowl goes, because I have no idea how you pick a team with the Turkey Bowl or who wins or how you decide who plays against who. But anyway, giving another shout out to LPT Films, you know, paying some bills again. You know, these people pay for commercials, so I definitely got to show them as much love as I can, except for the Help a Child Smile Foundation, man. That's a charity that I really believe in. I really love that movement. Shout out to my man Jamal. You can hit him up on www.hacsf.com. That's Help a Child Smile Foundation. They're a nonprofit that reaches out to children's hospitals to bring a cartoon character or celebrity to a child for a visit to make that child feel special, to make that child feel good. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking even if you have a child that's in the hospital or maybe one of your relatives that's in the hospital and maybe that child needs to be uplifted, you know, maybe you can contact the Help a Child Smile Foundation, and I think that's what they do. I remember seeing one thing that they did where they set up in the park, and they had Dennis come out. I'm sorry, folks, bear with me. I got a cold. But they had Dennis come out, and they actually did checkups for free. And I think they passed out toothpaste and toothbrushes, and, man, to me, that was a beautiful thing. I believe they grilled out some stuff for the kids, like hot dogs, hamburgers, and the kids were out there, and they jumped in the jumpy thing with the balls in it. I don't know what it's called, but they jumped in the air thing, and, you know, and it was a beautiful thing. And like I said, so shout out to my man Jamal over there at the Help a Child Smile Foundation. That mission is to cater to kids in children's hospital by bringing their favorite cartoon character, celebrity, to them for a visit. They know that by doing this, it would bring a smile to the child's face, and it would be more than a million words or more than is weight in gold, seeing that smile on that child's face. But going back to Thanksgiving tradition, man, I just want to say that Thanksgiving to me has been a beautiful thing throughout my life. It was the one time in life, and we really, in my family, we really don't celebrate Thanksgiving the way we used to. At least I don't. I'm kind of always on the go, and I have a rather large family myself, so it's kind of difficult for me to get together and get out and join the rest of my family. But you know what? Truth be told, that's an excuse. You can always find a way. You understand what I'm saying? You can always find a way, because if I find a way to do this, that, and the other, I should be able to find a way to get out and meet up with some family. And I did reach out to some of my family and say, you know, hey, let's get together. I'm going to be in Wilson. But I couldn't make that Wilson run. Sorry, got a little sick, got behind on time. I had to travel up here. I had a couple events going on this weekend. I'm always on the go. Ask about me. I'm always on the go. So if you see me somewhere, show love to me. Going back to the hip-hop site, I'm looking up here. P-Real, I saw you in the store, and I guess it's somebody calling me out. P-Real, I saw you in the store when you were in Wilson, and you didn't even speak to me. Jada, let me say this to everybody, first of all. Listen, I show love to everybody. Facebook, Twitter, Hip-Hop DX. Man, we got a million sites out there. I got sites out there that MySpace. There's stuff out there that I don't even know about. I show love to everybody, and that's just what I do. If I don't recognize you, I'm sincerely, sincerely, sincerely sorry. I apologize. So all I can tell you, and this goes to everybody out there, and I'm not saying grab me because we might have a problem, but if you see me somewhere, yell out P, come up, introduce yourself to me, be like, hey, don't you remember me, this, that, and the other. Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. It's just sometimes, man, I'm rushing. You know, I got a bunch of little bitty kids, man. So a lot of times when I jump out of the car and I'm rushing, I got a one-track mind. I'm going to do this, get up out of that store, because I hate crowded stores. Like that one store, I won't mention their name because they ain't paying no bills over here. But that one store you're going to, they're so crowded and they always run two registers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I won't even say what it is. But you go in the store, and that's where you see everybody at, and, you know, people trying to show love, and that's cool, and this is cool. But a lot of times I'm trying to get in there and get out of there. So, Jada, baby, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know who you were. Next time, all I can tell you is to grab me up, be like, P, this is blase, blase, blah. And I definitely show love. It's not me trying to be funny. So, you know, hey, all I can say is reach out to me. I want to give a special shout-out to my man Jamal, the Truth Freeman, who brought a fight to Wide Awake and knocked a man out in the first round. Jamal, the Truth Freeman, people. Remember that name. That boy got hands of gold. He's doing something special. I don't know if you don't like him if you're on Wide Awake. I don't care if you don't like him. All I can tell you is he brought a fight to Wide Awake, and the man did his thing. I believe it was a minute, 15 seconds. Shout out to my man, Jamal, the Truth Freeman. Actually, I'm looking at a clip of the man laid there on the canvas at a minute 15. So Jamal definitely did his thing. Shout out also to my man who boxes, Martinez Clay, who's doing his thing. Had a fight out there. And I think it was Utah. Martinez, I was trying my best. I was going to make that fight, brother. I was going to make that fight. Had I known about it a little bit sooner, I would have got there. But I definitely laid down that record and sent it to you, man. I hope you came out on that record. What I understand, you did your thing. So give a shout out to my man, Martinez Clay. People, when I say these guys are Wide Awake natives, and yeah, I rep my city. So for everybody that's calling me from all over the world, that know me from the Thug Line days, the G-Unit days, or whatever days, whatever's going on, know me from Sony, whatever, Universal, it don't matter. If you know me from Music Period, I rep my city. I know what I do. So if you ever want listening to the radio show, I'm repping my city. It is what it is. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. I show everybody love, and y'all know it. Life is a beautiful thing, right? Shout out again to my man, Rapscal, who called in earlier. He's doing this thing. He's on about 5 different mixtapes. Check him out on datpiff.com. Look up Rapscal, R-A-P-S-C-A-L-L. Rapscal does his thing on the music hip-hop front. And the man has some special music, if you ask me. Also, shout out to my artist, Real Hot Records, going to present Emerald Stone on Facebook. Look her up, Emerald Stone. It's a female, hilarious is tight, game is tight, everything is crazy. You need to check out. She got a video. This is one talented young lady. She's got a video on there called Enigma, which she shot. Listen to what I'm talking about, people. So everybody who grinding on the bottom, understand what I'm saying right here. The young lady produced the record. That means she made the track. All right, she mixed the record, She recorded her own record. She shot the video herself. She edited herself. You understand what I'm saying? And produced the edit of a video herself. Now, that takes some talent. I do a lot of stuff myself, but I don't think I can do all that. So shout out to my girl, Emerald Stone, holding it down. Real High Records, first new artist. We're going to have a launch party next year, so y'all be listening out for that. That's just what we do. Hey, that's what it is. So we're going back to, let's see who we got on the line from the area. Oh, I guess we don't have time to go back to the lines. We're about to close it down. It says 15 minutes on the screen, folks, but we only actually have 1 minute and a half. So I'm going to leave on this note, giving more shouts out to my foundations, shouts out to my charities.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Pony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.